seek riches first. When order is restored, blessing is released. There's nothing wrong with seeking a better financial picture for your family, a better job, and so on. But there is something wrong with seeking these things first. God never asked Tom Brady to stop playing football, any more than he's asking you to stop whatever he's called you to do. He just doesn't want that first in your life. How can God add his blessing to anyone who has chosen to put the things of this life out of their proper order? One of the great things about the God-first life is that it helps us distinguish between what is truly important and what is merely urgent. A life out of order tends to increase in complexity. Disorder invites more disorder. The urgent things, those things that demand our immediate attention, typically shout and clamor and scream for first position. But as soon as we take care of them, inevitably another urgent need pops up. Ironically, the more we try to get our lives under control through our own efforts, the more we discover that our lives actually control us. Meanwhile, the truly important things, the things that will build our lives and restore our souls, go unattended. But order brings simplicity by showing us what to hold on to and what to release. It brings clarity by bringing our priorities into stronger focus. When we get clear about what's important, we also gain the confidence to tune out whatever competes for our attention, so that we can put our best energy and strength into God and His kingdom first. Putting things into their proper order leads to a balanced, blessed life. And neglecting this order leads to something very, very different. Forgetting our greatest need. The summer before my son, Stovey, turned 12, we went fishing in the Gulf of Mexico with three other guys and their sons. We fished from sun up to sundown and caught our limit every day. One day, we decided to take our boat out a little farther into the Gulf so we could fish around the oil rigs. Red Snapper loved the rigs, and we dads wanted our sons to reel in some of these beauties. So early that morning, we set out with all of our gear. We planned to stay out all day, so we went prepared. We packed all kinds of drinks, sandwiches, and snacks, loads of sunscreen, the perfect sunglasses, and all the hats and gear we needed to protect us from the relentless glare of the Gulf sun. We also brought every kind of pole and bait we could possibly need. The fish didn't stand a chance. We had everything we needed for a great day of fishing, or so we thought. We soon caught our limit, and the boys got a chance to haul in some really big fish. After we had fished ourselves to exhaustion,